Have you ever been in a place where there's a multitude of people enjoying some music and they're clapping, but somebody, a couple people maybe, seem to be offbeat? What if I told you that perhaps they're not offbeat, they're just using the ones you don't think about? Hello, welcome to the Good Morning Devotional Podcast, where twice a week we come to you with some encouraging words to challenge you and help you and possibly take your next step with God. Recently, I was at a conference of ministers, and we're worshiping the Lord together. It was a really cool evening because they're doing kind of a worship through the decades, where they were doing worship songs from all the way back to early 1900s to modern day. And it was, again, it was a really, really neat special night. But as we get through some songs, people are clapping, and some are a little bit offbeat. There's an uneasiness to it because something doesn't seem right. And so I'm sitting there and I'm trying to focus through, trying to push through to this. And the Lord says, you know, why is this bothering you? This is, at least that's what I felt like the Lord was saying to me. I said, well, Lord, that they're offbeat. He goes, what's the purpose of clapping? Why do we clap in worship? I said, well, Lord, we know that from Psalms 47 verse 1, we're told to clap our hands in praise as we worship you, God. And I felt like the Lord said to me, you're right. But think about this. Perhaps they're not offbeat. Think back to many years ago, Dallas, when you were attending churches of different cultures. And I don't know if you guys know this, but other cultures, Latino culture, they don't clap on the 2 and 4 beat like most of us here in the States do. They clap on the 1 and 3. And I remember when I went to churches like this, it was the same kind of like, oh, this is a little bit different. And so I feel like the Lord said to me, Dallas, they're not offbeat. They're giving praise on beats that you haven't seen, on beats that you're not leaning into. See, in this multicultural setting that we were in as we worshiped, every beat, every moment was being filled with praise from the Lord. And Lord, I feel like the Lord was saying to me that, you know, Dallas, this is the image of my church, that there are many portions to the body of Christ, and every one of them are doing a different work, and that some people, they just don't see the work that others do. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says this, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. I want to encourage you to read through the rest of that chapter of 1 Corinthians, because it details more about how every portion of the body of Christ does something different. They all have a purpose. They all fulfill something that perhaps the other one is not equipped to or just hasn't even thought to do. Perhaps you're one of those individuals that you feel offbeat because of the area you're in. Perhaps the Lord's calling you to be on beat in a different area. Perhaps He's stirring something up inside of you to step into a type of ministry, or maybe to step into the workplace to do something different that's a little bit different from what the world or perhaps even the church culture around you says to do. As long as those things are in line with the scriptures, I want to free you with this. It's okay. It's okay to be on the 1 and 3 beat. It's okay to be on the 2 and 4 beat. You can do this. And to the leaders out there who are listening to this, it takes you having a level of humility to look at your congregation, to look at your church and go, they're on a different beat. They see a beat that I have missed. Let me celebrate that. Let me encourage that. Let me equip them so they can rock out the 1st and 3rd beat. At the same time, there are people who are offbeat. They're not hitting the 1 and 3, the 2 and 4. No, perhaps they're maybe they're hitting the 1.5. They're hitting the 2 and 1/4, and it's throwing things off. What do we do about that? Well, a couple things. It takes us being humble and recognizing maybe we're legitimately offbeat. It takes leaders coming alongside with us because, hey, I see what you're doing. I see you're trying to make it. Let me help you find the beat, find the rhythm that God has for you. Hey, thank you so much, guys, for taking time to listen to today's Good Morning Devotional Podcast. I hope this has encouraged you, challenged you. Perhaps it stirred something up inside of you. If this has encouraged you, we want to hear from you guys. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me on my main ministry page, Geek Devotions, geekdevotions.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look for Geek Devotions. There are a link in the descriptions of the show notes here below. or you can reach out to me personally. You can tweet at me or hit me up on Instagram. Just look for Sir, S-I-R-X, Rome, R-O-A-M. Also, do me a favor, guys, and if this has encouraged you, and perhaps you think this will encourage somebody else. Maybe you know somebody who maybe they're rocking the 1/3 beat and they feel a little disoriented. Maybe they're rocking the 1.5 beats. I don't know. Send it to them. Maybe it'll help them. But either way, if this has really been a benefit to you guys, do us a favor. Jump over to iTunes and leave a review on iTunes about this podcast. Let people know what you think about it because it helps the SEO to get this information out. So, until next time, guys, have a great day.